Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, beautiful. Welcome to day 344 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I'm not going to lie to you, a part of me really doesn't want to do a rambly episode because I don't feel super with it or coherent right now, and I love making these episodes really consolidated and efficient. But I just went to pull up my scripts for the week, and it was like, follow the fear Friday, face your fears, do what feels weird. And I was like, oh no, this is for me. So I am going to follow my fear and I'm going to ramble today. Go easy on me, but I'm hoping I'll get better with time. It's a practice, and if I need to bail on it, I always can. And truly, yeah, if y'all start hating these rambly ones, you let me know, because I will happily listen to you more than I listen to my own inner voice. Anyway, a lot of the time when I'm doing certain types of work, I like to have mindless TV in the background that isn't too distracting, but it can be just comforting to have similar voices going. So I usually put on sitcoms, and recently I put on Seinfeld because a friend of mine told me to watch one episode, and then I got sucked into the monotony of it. And as many personal notes that I have towards Jerry Seinfeld as a human, I will say the show is pretty great because it is very, like, much about nothing. And it's not super stressful, which is nice every once in a while. But the George Costanza character, if you've never watched before, he's pretty regular Joe Schmo, but he's just crabby. He's a crab. I don't know how else to call him. He's kind of short with money. He doesn't really have a job. He doesn't want to work. He complains a lot, but he's somebody I feel like we all know. Shit, if you don't know a George Costanza, maybe you are a George Costanza. Anyway, rambly episode, we're back at it. The episode I watched last night, he was pissed off about hotels, how they tuck in the sheets at the bottom of the bed and it's too tight on his toes. And it made me laugh because he went to the housekeeper and he was like, hey, can you make sure that my bed stays untucked? And they made a big scene out of it, going back and forth with Jerry if he wanted his bed untucked or tucked or whatever. And then, of course, at the end of the episode, when he climbs into bed, he's fiddling with it and like kicking out of the sheets because she obviously tucked them. And I found it to be extra funny because it was a conversation that I had with one of my nanny families years ago when they were trying to help their child get through the night in his own bed. He would often kick off his blankets and then complain. And the mother came to me asking what we should do because she wanted to go in and put the blanket on and the dad wanted him to cry it out. And I said that they're both valid points and arguments and you can kind of see into either way. It depends on the human being, the kid. But in my opinion, if you keep going in and covering the kid, he won't understand that he has control over his own happiness, that he can do it. He can kind of create his own environment and he doesn't have to rely on other people to do so. And she was like, that's a really great way to put it. Thank you very much. And very quickly, the kid started pulling up his own blanket and like creating a little nest for himself. And it's something that I find myself doing sometimes. I'll be uncomfortable in my own bed at night and I'll be like, damn, I can't seem to move here. And then I move my pillows a certain way and I'm like, oh, I could have had it like this the whole time. And I do that all the time with things. Like I'll just deal with broken things or just like have things that are inconvenient hung up. Like I hang things on tacks in my closet, even though those tacks do not hold the things that I am using. Like I hang my purses on there. So I'm taking my purses off regularly. So it's not a great thing. They're constantly just falling down and chains are hitting the ground. And then I have to rehang them on these flimsy ass tacks in my closet. It's not a great thing when I could just buy command strips and it would take like 40 minutes total, like going to the store, buying the thing, putting it up, and I could be finished and it wouldn't bother me anymore. But I need to control my own environment to make it less annoying, I guess. But my whole thing was when I was watching George Costanza fiddle with his sheets last night, I was like, that sounded so wild, like he was in my home, but you get it. When I was watching the show, I realized how frustrated he was getting. And if he would have just stood up and untucked it with his hands rather than just letting his little tootsies do it, he wouldn't have been so stressed out and he could have created his own environment. It's something that we have to learn going from childhood to adulthood. And I don't think anyone ever taught us that we had to be responsible for everything. Because when we're little, you cry and somebody comes over and figures out what you need. And you never really have to figure out what you need. You kind of know. You're like, I'm hungry, I'm crying, but I can't communicate that. But it kind of, if you have really nurturing parents, can be counterintuitive in the sense of they're checking on you and they're like, oh, you're sad. This is his hungry cry. And which is great to know, definitely important. Feed your kids. But at the same time, it makes it so that when we get older, if we had really, really, really overbearing parents or inattentive parents, I guess. Anyway, if we never learn how to process those emotions on our own, we can kind of expect that from other people. And I don't think it's a conversation that anybody has with their parents to be like, hey, you kind of have to do this shit by yourself now. It either just gradually happens for most of us, or it happens very abruptly, or you never had the right relationship with your parents. Anyway, there's a million factors that can go into why you were never taught, but it's also just not something that's openly discussed as a process. We do have to take care of ourselves. We're responsible for creating our own happiness. And if you really don't want the sheets tucked in, stand up and untuck them yourself. Thank you for letting me follow the fear. I actually had a lot of fun with this one, and I hope you liked it too. I know they're going to get better on my Saturday rambles. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.